So we got two parshiyos worth to discuss this week, Achrimos and Kedoshim. So if you open up the Chumash and take a look at the very beginning of parshiyos Achrimos, the truth is most of what we're going to discuss, I think, is really on Kedoshim. On the very beginning of the parasha, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aharon, Hashem speaks to Moshe after Nadav and Avihu died, Bekarvo Samal Tnei Hashem Vayamusu. And the beginnings are the beginning ideas of the Sasemis very much connect to Yom Kippur. That's really the theme of Achrimos. The beginning of Achrimos is all about Yom Kippur. The truth is, I was half thinking of saving this material for my Yom Kippur drasha, except I realized who's going to really remember by Yom Kippur. I could use it for both. We could accomplish double duty. So let's see what he says. Very interesting. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, daber al Aron achicha, va'al yavo b'chol eis al hakodesh, mibeis haparoch. So we know the Kohen Gadol was only allowed to go, good morning Gavi, the Kohen Gadol was only allowed to go lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. Can you imagine? You have a room, it's like this tantalizing room, the holiest place in the world to go. You're only allowed to go once a year. Al yavo b'chol eis al hakodesh. Listen to the this Sfasam is this take on this halacha. Take a look at the beginning of the sources. Vayuvah b'chaleis al hakodesh mikan amru chazal. From here, this is where Chazal got the idea. B'makom shabali tshuva omdin ein tzadikim gemurim micholam lamod. The famous statement of Chazal. B'makom shabali tshuva omdin mafil tzadikim gemurim micholam lamod. Which is a fascinating mamar Chazal in its own right. Right? It's very counterintuitive. When we were growing up, we would never think such a thing. We would think a Baal Tshuva, he's on a low Madrega, Baal Tshuva. But a Tzadik Gomer, he's on a higher Madrega. That's what you would think. A Tzadik Gomer is better than a Baal Tshuva. But Chazal say not that way. Chazal say that B'makom Shebali Tshuva Omdim. Oh, Reb Nissen's here, wow. B'makom Shebali Tshuva Omdim Afil Tzadik Megur Ein Cholom Lamod. That a Baal Tshuva, somebody who has, get him a good seat. Yeah, get Reb Nissen a good seat here. A Baal Tshuva. Yeah, maybe Gary, let him sit right over there. A Baal Tshuva, he has a higher Madriga. Now, where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Reb Nissen, good morning, welcome.
Good morning.
Great to see you.
Always great to see you. Makes my day.
There we go. Great to see you, Reb Nissen. Welcome back. Hopefully that means you're going to bring with you the warmer weather. It hasn't been so simple here over the winter. Yeah, well, that's right. As soon as you got back, of course. That's why. Now I know why it was warm yesterday. I was wondering why it was warm yesterday. So he begins by saying, "Ki b'chala shabbosos v'yamim tovim, eino yachal lichnos lufnai v'lufnim." Can you imagine? Every Shabbos, now we think Shabbos has more holiness than Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is 6 aliyahs, Shabbos is 7 aliyahs. Yeah, Shabbos has more holiness. But the Sfasema says here that no, that the Sfasema says that, that Yom Kippur has something that even Shabbos doesn't have. Shehu b'chinas bal tshuva, sheniftach lehem shar me'olam ha'elyon. Yom Kippur has a certain capability because Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva. Because Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva, so Yom Kippur can get the Kohen Gadol inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's only through the national day of tshuva that the Kohen Gadol has the right to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. B'makom shebali tshuva omdim, afil tzadik negur ein yichol lamod. For all of us who always feel like we're on a low level, that we never really accomplish anything, we should know that we think we're on a low level, but we have the ability to accomplish what the tzaddikim gemurim can accomplish. The holy rollers can accomplish what we accomplish. A person does tshuva, a person works on himself, a person grows. So with the koach of Yom Kippur dafka, only on Yom Kippur can the Kohen Gadol go lefnai v'lefnim, because only on Yom Kippur does the Kohen Gadol merit this tshuva, this status of tshuva, and b'makom shebali tshuva omdin, you see here the tremendous koach of Yom Kippur. And he's going to speak about that a little bit more. He says that on Yom Kippur, niftach lahem shar me'olam ha'elyon, whatever that means. You have like somehow a direct line. The Kohen Gadol can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because he has that power to connect the special power of tshuva, the special power of Yom Kippur. So remember this drasha when we get around to Yom Kippur. And if you daven with me, maybe I'll remind you of it. I'll use it in the drasha then also. We'll see. Look, he talks even more. V'alze Yisa b'medrash, Hashem ori b'rosh Hashanah, v'yishi b'yom Kippur. Famous drasha, right? L'david Hashem, we say l'david during Elo, we say l'david Hashem ori v'yishi. So the Gemara has many drashas, Uri, on Ori and Yishi. The Gemara has many drashas. So one of them is, Ori, my light, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, my salvation, Lahushia, right? Lahushia means to save, right? So Yishi is my salvation, that's Yom Kippur. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah, Chazal say, Nichtamim tzadikim gemurim l'chaim. If you're a tzadik gemur already on Rosh Hashanah, you're good. You're already written in the Book of Life on Rosh Hashanah. Aval b'Yom Kippur, Yeshua l'chol ha'olam, afil l'achotim, sheheim tzrichim Yeshua. Yom Kippur is the day that everybody gets forgiven. V'yom hazehu Yeshua l'chol hashana l'bal Yeshua. So the Sassam is saying many points. Number one, Yom Kippur is mechaper on everybody. Rosh Hashanah, the tzadikim gemurim get already written in the Book of Life. But Yom Kippur is the day that saves everybody, that gives a tshuva gemur to everybody. To everyone, even to the sinners. Not only that, says the Sfas Emes, the atonement that you get on Yom Kippur is somehow, I don't exactly understand how this works, but somehow the impact of Yom Kippur is not only felt on Yom Kippur, but the impact of Yom Kippur is felt all year long. Any kapara that you get all year long, any forgiveness, any tshuva that you do all year long, all stems back from Yom Kippur. That's what he says. Take a look what he says. V'yom hazehu Yeshua l'chol hashana l'balei tshuva. K'mo shekasav, b'yom hazeh yechaper. Ki kol kaparos shel kol hashana miyom hazeh. All of the atonements that you get all year long comes from that one year. V'chach kasav, achas b'shana yechaper, shezeh yom chaper b'chol yom, b'chol yimei hashana. That day of Yom Kippur achieves atonement for a Jew all the days of the year. I don't exactly know what that means. But what I do know what it means for us is that the day of Yom Kippur has incredible power, and the service that the Kohen Gadol, which we read about in Achremos, the service that the Kohen Gadol performs in Yom Kippur, that is not only a one-time event. That is an atonement that affects my entire year. It's not just for that day. It's not just that day I get atonement. Yom Kippur is the day that I get atoned for the entire year. So we see from this how seriously we need to take Yom Kippur, how seriously the Kohen Gadol took Yom Kippur, and the power that the Kohen Gadol had by going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's only because of that day's incredible power, the tshuva of that day, that allowed the Kohen Gadol to sort of go in there and connect to the Rabbono Shlom in the most profound way. B'makom shebalei tshuva omden afil tzadikim gemur meni chol olam. V'chein darsha Chazal have a similar drasha. Yatzru v'lo echad behem zei yom ha-kippurim. K'siv bohem. U'kumochei mashosh b'medrash ori v'yishi bayam. Similarly, says the Sfas Emes, the Medrash has another pshat, Dr. Joe's another pshat, not only ori Rosh Hashanah yishi yom kippur, the Medrash also has a drasha ori v'yishi, where Hashem was my light and my salvation, where was that on Yam Suf? There's a drasha about that at the Yam Suf. And the Sfas Emes explains, Mitam Hanal, Shahaya Az Yeshua L'chal HaDoros, Vayosha Hashem Bayom Ahu. Somehow, the salvation that the Jewish people got at Yam Suf is a salvation, says the Sfas Emes, the Medrash claims, is a salvation that we still reap the benefits of today. There's some koach of the Yeshua of Yam Suf that we still get today. Now again, what exactly that means, I don't exactly know, but the Sfas Emes does say as follows, Vayosha Hashem bayom ahu, v'lachin omrim zeh b'chol yom. The Sfas Emes claims that for this reason, we say these verses in the davening every single day. We say Vayosha and Az Yashir, we say every single day, because we somehow still retain a modicum of that salvation that Hashem did for the Jewish people way back when at Yam Suf. Somehow we still merit from that Yeshua. that connection today. What do I think this means? Well, two things. I'll say two things about this, about Yam, which just popped into my head now. One is that, what did we get on that day? And he's going to talk about this later. That's why it popped into my head. What did we get on that day? We got emuna on that day. We got emuna. There was drilled into the psyche of the Jew on that day of Yam Suf, drilled into the psyche of the Jew was, God has our backs. God has our backs. We were in Egypt. We were downtrodden people. We were 210 years slaves working hard. Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf were there to imbue in the Jewish people, from now on, you're mine. From now on, I got you. From now on, I got you back. That's why, what do we say in the first of the Ten Commandments? I say all the time, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. That's the ultimate expression of Emuna. I am Hashem your God. Why? Asher Hosei Sicha, Me'eretz Yitzrayim, Beis Avadim. From the moment I took you out of Egypt, and then they ran after you, and I saved you at the Yam, you're mine. That's where all of Emuna and Bitachon of the Jewish people all stems from that. And once a Jew has emuna and bitachon, as the Sassam is going to say, he doesn't need anything else. You don't need anything else. If you sincerely, profoundly feel that whatever Hashem does is for the best, you know, paid unfortunately a couple of shiva calls this week at one of the shiva houses. So Nifter was unfortunately diagnosed with a very serious illness, you know, 9 months ago, something like that. And the Avelim said, my father never once said, why did Hashem do this to me? The only thing he was upset about is, I feel terrible that my wife has to go through this. My wife has to deal with me being sick. That's what I feel terrible. But I never once heard my father say, this is what they said at the Shiva House, never once heard. Because once you have Bitachon and Emuna, this is what Hashem does, this is what Hashem wants. It's possible, it sounds crazy to say such a thing, but it's possible to live your life even b'simcha and b'emuna, even when bad things happen. Obviously, a very, very difficult madrega to get to. Very difficult. A lot easier said, spoken about than done. And that's going to be mamish the next piece. But he says, that's why we say Az Yashir every day. That's one idea. And I've also quoted to you many, many times what Rav Shimshon David Pinkus says about this. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Kashem is an osav shal adam kikriyas yam suf. That for Hashem to provide food for every person every day is as big a miracle as the splitting of the sea. And when we say Az Yashir every morning, we're supposed to realize every day is a miracle. Every day the sea gets split for us. We should mamish feel like every day God is splitting the sea for us. So it says in Sfasemis, every day we have with us a little piece of Kriyas Yam Suf. Not only in terms of what God does for us, the miraculous way that God takes care of us, I got your back, but in terms of our response, our emuna, our response to Kriyas Yam Suf is Vayaminu Bashem uvemoshe avdo. That's the response. And look at how he expands on this in the next piece, even though we're going backwards in the years. That's my new shtick with the Sfasemis. We go backwards in the years because he seems to have further developed the ideas as he went along. And I can't read all 200 pages. I read just the last 10. I get the whole 200. So let's see. Here we go. B'medrash. Bizos, Yavo Aaron, Hashem Ori V'Yishi Bayam, Ayin Sham. Same idea. Kol Ayin Ad Bizos Ani Boteach. Ah, so he uses this idea. Bizos, Yavo Aaron LaKodesh. He darshens out the famous psukim of Achas She'alti Meis Hashem Osa Avakesh. That's all in that paragraph. L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, right? Bizos Ani Boteach. Im Yokum, that's exactly what we say. Hashem, Ori V'Yishi. Hashem, you're my light and my salvation. Im Tachanel, I'm Achanel, Lo Yiro Libi. Right? If somebody attacks me, I'm not going to be scared. Im Tokum Alay Mechama, Bezos Ani Boteach. Ah! Bezos Yavah Aaron Ala Kodesh. Bezos Ani Boteach. Achaz She'alti Me'es Hashem, Osa Avakesh. Shifti B'Veis Hashem. Kol Yimei Chaya. Emuno B'Tachon, says the Sfas Emes. Emuna ubitachon hu achana elat tefila hashlema. You can't have prayer without emuna ubitachon. You know, it's one of the topics that we talk about in the high school all the time. How do you get kids to daven? How do you get kids to daven better? You raise your children. How do you get kids to daven better? It's so hard. Davening is so hard. It's so hard for the adults. Every single morning, shachar, smincha, maariv. It's so hard to get up for davening, to get excited for davening. How do you teach your kids to daven? How do you teach people to daven? It's so hard. Says the Sfas Emes. Rabbi Storch always says this. Just walked into the room. Davening is all about, if you don't have emunah, you can't daven. I mean, the first step is emunah. The first step is emunah. That's exactly what the Sfas Emes says. If you don't connect, if you're not connecting to Hashem, if you're playing Fortnite all day and all night, you guys talk Fortnite? Okay, Google it afterwards. Google. When you get home today, Google Fortnite. I was in a certain school yesterday. There were sixth graders running around this school. Like 15 sixth graders in the bathroom that I was in. All of them were talking about how many hours they spent the night before on Fortnite. Every single one of them. You on Fortnite? The kid was in the bathroom, and then he was on Fortnite as he was in the bathroom, sitting in the bathroom.
That's
he was on Fortnite.
Steve Jobs never gave his kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why Steve Jobs never gave his kids smartphones. Exactly true. Exactly right. Google, do me a favor. When you go on Google Fortnite, Fortnite is the latest rage that people all over the world are spending 10, 12 hours a day on. This game, this... Anyway, how do we get to Fortnite? So... Emuno bitachon. How did I get to? I'm telling you, I was talking about something.
That's why they don't
die. Ah, right. Try to get kids to focus on davening. Emuno bitachon hu achana elat, because kids don't connect. They don't connect nowadays. Kids, it's so hard to connect to anything because they're so connected to the tech. It's hard to connect. It's hard to have real relationships. They have relationships with devices. They don't have relationships with human beings. And Kal Vachomer, they can't connect to Hashem. That's neither a device nor a human being, but is an idea. Emunah b'tachon achana al tefillah shleima. V'lachein makdim in hashira b'chol yom kodem atfilah. That's why we say az yashir every day before davening, before Shmon Esrei. Because Emunah has to come by Yaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe Avdo, realizing the great chesed of the Rebbeinu Shlom, realizing that Hashem's in our lives, realizing that Hashem has our backs. If I don't have stolen property in my hands, then my tefillah will be zaka. My tefillah will be pure. V'chiyesh tefillah achura? Mi shiyadam melechlochlos begezel ein tefillah son nishmas. Only someone who has clean hands and pure heart can take brachos from Hashem. Ayin Shem. Ki atfila hi lekabel hashpoas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of tfila is to be able to receive the hashpa, the influence, the bracha, the blessings of Hashem. If a person merits having appropriate connection to Hashem and true emuno bitachon, oz libo batuach, then his heart will be full, his heart will be confident and at ease. His heart will be at ease. Ki kol hanhaga shelo me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to him and everything that he does and accomplishes all comes from Hashem. V'hakol hu kifi atov v'nitzrach lo. Al sad ha'yoser tov mikol atovos sheba olam. And a person realizes that all the pleasures and amenities of this world, everything he needs in life to accomplish and to be successful, he has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him everything. So that's emuno bitachon. He's totally complete and whole. Such a person can daven because Hashem is going to give him whatever he needs because he realizes that only what he needs comes from Hashem. Kamosha bier b'sefer chovos alvavos bar heitev. Ah, I forgot it. I forgot it in my place there. The Chovos Avavos talks about this, that a person who has emuno bitachon, he's the most besimcha person always. Does nothing ever bothers him what goes on. He never gets upset, never gets angry. Emuno bitachon, a person realizes everything I have comes from Hashem. Hashem decides what's going to be. There's no reason to be upset. You're doing your best. Vaz, such a person, achas sha'alti, ufon elibo mikol davar, v'osol sabad, imata, pona atzmecha v'en l'chavod acheres elazu, v'zenikra bar levav, that's a pure of heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiktim l'bnei Yisrael, hanisim v'neflos b'yitzias mitzrayim v'al hayom. Why did Hashem, at the very beginning of our existence, why did He perform 10 makos? And why did He perform Kriyas Yamsuf? At the very beginning of our nation's history, our nation's existence, to communicate exactly this message. I got your back. I am going to be always behind the scene. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiktim l'bnei Yisrael hanisim v'neflos b'yitzias mitzrayim v'al hayom kedei lios muvtachim bo karoy. That they should have appropriate bitachon. V'lo yidagu al shum davar. They shouldn't ever worry about anything. Rak achas sha'alti. Just achas sha'alti me'eis Hashem osav akesh. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Lachazos b'noam Hashem ulvaker b'hichalo. V'chein tzrichim. Oh, and that's why, gentlemen, that's why, says the Sfas Emes, we know that how is Shmona Esrei set up, gentlemen? You have Shevach, Bakasha, Hodah, right? First three blessings is praise of God. The middle 12/13 blessings, we ask. And only after you praise, yeah, why is that? Why do you have to have Shevach first? Says the Sfas Emes, why do you have to have Shevach first? V'chein tzrichin l'sader shvachol shel makom v'achak zbal. Why does Psuki Dezimra come before Shmona Esrei? And why even within Shmona Esrei you have three blessings of Shevach before you ask for anything? Why is that? K'di'isa b'medrash. El harina v'el atfila. Rina zasida shvachol. V'kachasa v'yaminu b'Hashem oz yashir. Once you have emuna, then you can daven appropriately. Then you can sing. Then you can daven. Oz yashir. Of a medrash, ain oz ela bitachon. K'mosh kaz of oz telech levetach. V'abotech b'Hashem hu malei simcha. Let's read that line again. V'abotech b'Hashem hu malei simcha. Someone who has bitachon is always filled with simcha. V'hagam ki nizkeru b'shmona esrei kol bakoshos hanitzrachim l'adam. Even though it says in Shmon Esrei, Hashem, I need this, I need that, and it sounds like the person is totally lacking and upset. Hashem, give me Baruch Aleinu, give me Parnasa. Hashem, we don't have Geula. I'm broken over the fact, Hashem, that we don't have Geula. Hashem, give me Slicha, give me learning, give me wisdom, give me. So it sounds like I'm lacking. The whole 12 blessings, that's what it sounds like. Says it's Sfas Emes. Yes, it's true that in Shmona Esrei we have all the bakashas that a person needs. Ach be'emes, however, says the Sfas Emes, that's not the way you're supposed to be thinking during Shmona Esrei. Hashem, I need this because I don't have this. Hashem, I need this. Oh, woe is me. I don't have this. I need. I don't have. No, he says, that's not supposed to be the right attitude. Because habotech b'Hashem hu malei simcha. Ach, how does he get out of this problem? Ach be'emes ha'mechuvan l'kasha kol advarim ha'netzorachim lo labor yisparach. The idea of Shmon Esrei is, no, not to say, I'm sad, because I'm lacking, I need 12 different things I need. No. But we're supposed to say, what the point of Shmon Esrei is, Hashem, I know, Baruch atah Hashem chonen adas. Whatever das you give me is good. Blessed are you, Hashem chonen adas. Hashiveinu avinu says, Hashem, please give me this, and whatever you give me is good. Harotze b'shuva. Baruch aleinu. Not, I'm sad, I'm happy. Please give me, and whatever you give me is good. Refa'inu Hashem and Anan, I'm sad, give me a refuah. Hashem, I'm happy with whatever level of refuah you give me because I know it all comes from you. So please give me because it all comes from you and I'm happy to have it. I'm happy to use it the right way. Ach be'emes ha'mechuvan l'kasha kol ha'dvarim ha'netzrochim lo el ha'bore yisparach. The idea of Shmona Esrei, of first praising Hashem, is to connect all the things in my life that I need to Hashem. It's exactly the opposite message. Not I'm lacking. I'm happy. I have this. In other words, you're in charge of my this. You're in charge of my that. You're in charge of my parnasa. You're in charge of my health. You're in charge of my blessing. You're in charge of everything. So I'm besimcha, Rabbeinu Shlomo. Meir Yitzchak, good to see you. You're in charge of my simcha. You're in charge of my parnasa. You're in charge of my refuah. So, v'zeh ha-brachos shebechol ha-bakashos lios ha-parnasa v'ha-refuah v'ha-mishpat ha-kol mekusher elav yisparach. The point of Shemoneh Esrei is, Hashem, I know you are in charge of my refuah. I know you are in charge of my simcha, of my parnasa. V'ze achas she'alti meis Hashem, shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. V'ze haremez, al yavo b'chol eis, ki l'chol zman v'eis, avol b'nei Yisrael, v'ani svi l'asi eis ratzon, v'zos yavo l'akodesh. Let's continue. One little piece more, and then we got to do something from Achrimos. And we got to do something from Kedoshim, I'm sorry, yeah. The Pasuk. Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yishavtem Belo Sasu, Ad Asher Yasel Sam Adam V'chai Bahem. V'chacham Osifu Lomar V'lo She'yamos Bahem. Right? Where's this Pasuk? You got to look at it inside. This is one of the most important Pesukim in all of Chumash. Right? It's the introduction to the Parsha of Arayos, page 343. Don't do like the Egyptians. Kemas Eretz Canaan, don't do. Es mishpatai tasu lazohem. Ushmartim es chukosai vismash mishpatai. You shall keep my chukim and mishpatim. Asher yase osim ha'adam. V'chai b'hem. Yiddishkeit is there that we should live with it. V'chai b'hem. So the Sfasemis finds here an allusion to the study of Torah. The Pasuk, K'mas Eretzayim, Ad Asher Yaseh Adam V'chai b'hem. V'chacham Osif V'lomar V'chai b'hem V'lo She'yamos b'hem. V'chai b'hem V'lo She'yamos b'hem. Live with the mitzvos and you don't die with the mitzvos. Asks the Sfasemis, we know that there's one mitzvah that you're supposed to die from. What do you mean there's one mitzvah that you're supposed to die from? Listen to this. V'agam di'isa zos ha-Torah odom ki yomus ba'ohel ein ha-Torah miskayemes el b'mishem meimis atzmo aleha. Ask the Tzvas Emes. The Gemara says, the Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, zos ha-Torah odom ki yomus ba'ohel. That when it comes to the study of Torah, a person is supposed to kill himself for Torah. It doesn't mean physically you're supposed to take a knife and stab yourself over the Torah. That's not what it means. It means you have to be moser nefesh. You're never going to be able to achieve anything in Torah unless you put out something for it. Unless you put in kaychas. You're willing to kill yourself, figuratively. You're willing to kill yourself for it. You got to wake up early. You got to stay late. You got to take away something. You got to give up something for it. You got to give up something. You're never going to achieve any. The Medrash says, "Zos haTorah Adam ki yamos ba'ohel." You're never going to achieve anything in Torah unless you kill a little part of yourself for it. You got to give up something from yourself. There's blood, sweat, and tears involved. Oh, so asks the Sfas Emes. It's a funny kasha. What a funny kasha, Uri. This is a funny kasha. He asks, we read in the parsha, V'chai b'hem v'lo she'yamos b'hem. You're supposed to live by Torah and mitzvahs and not die. Aye, but Chazal said for Torah you have to die. It's a funny kash. Very funny kash. And the answer is a funny answer too. Look what he says. It's not a funny answer. It's a beautiful answer. Aval be'emes. Kifi mashe meimis atzmo Allah. Kach ha-Torah mechaya oso. When it comes to Torah, dying with Torah is living. That's living. When you kill yourself for Torah, that's life. That's life. Torah is life. When you kill the physical part of yourself to connect to Torah, that's real, authentic, true living. So, as the pasuk says, Torah Hashem Temima Mishivas Nafesh. Torah gives life. You kill yourself for Torah, but killing yourself for Torah is what gives a person true life, the spiritual life. V'kol ha'koychos she'odah memayit b'nafsho b'shvil ha'torah me'shiva ha'torah elov v'nimtza machlif chiyus over b'chiyus kayemis la'ad. Oh! V'kol ha'koychos she'odah memayit b'nafsho b'shvil ha'torah me'shiva ha'torah elov v'nimtza. What it turns out is you are exchanging transient life for eternal life. You're killing yourself in this world for an eternal life in the next world. Meshiva Torah Elov, whatever life you lose, you are exchanging a transient, temporary existence for an eternal, everlasting existence. This is why Chazal make a drasha that at Mamad Har Sinai, gentlemen, Shavuos is coming up. At Mamad Har Sinai, the Jewish people like all fainted. Somehow all the Jewish people died at Har Sinai and then God gave them back their neshama. Hadahu dechsev meshivas nafesh. And he says, this is true of all of us. All of us that spend time learning Torah. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Ba. And according to the effort and energy, the physical effort and energy that a person, and the mental effort and energy that a person puts into the study of Torah in this world, that gives life. That gives life. So, we are dedicating our lives when a person studies Torah, he's withdrawing from the physical world, and he's somehow, quote-unquote, killing himself. He's putting in koichas hanefesh, he's dedicating his soul and his body to the study of Torah, that ends up giving himself, that ends up giving him life. So it's not a contradiction. This type of killing yourself is life-giving, not life-taking away. Again, requires a lot more understanding. Again, on a simple level, you think you're giving something up, right? When you, certainly the kids are like this. When they learn, they got to sit. How am I going to sit through this? I'm giving up. I'm giving up a year to go study in Eretz Yisrael. I'm giving up a year. Giving up a year, you're creating a world for yourself. You're creating an alternative life. You're creating nitzchius. You're creating eternity. Every moment that a person spends in learning, every moment that a person has, and I'm actually speaking about this coming weekend, talking about this. This is the whole idea that Torah gives life. Right? Torah, Hashem, Tumim, Meshivas, Nafesh. This is what it means that Hashem created the world through Torah. The Torah is what gives the whole world sustenance. That's why the Gemara says, Chosh b'rosho, yasok b'torah. The Gemara says, a person has a headache, a person has a pain in his stomach, yasok b'torah. You should learn Torah, because the Torah is what gives a person life. It gives us health. Pasuk says, Rifos Tehila Sharecha, Va'anokim L'gagar Osecha. The Maharal says, we talked about it when we learned Maharal. So Maharal talks about this. Okay, enough Achremos. Let's go to Kedoshim. So much to say on Kedoshim. Of course, we don't have that much time. Which piece should we do in Kedoshim? Every piece is amazing. Let me tell you one piece that I really enjoyed. Please go to the fourth paragraph on the page. It's the third one on Kedoshim, where he says, "B'pasuk ish imo v'aviv tiro v'es shabsosai tishmolu." So much that you're gonna have to do the rest of it for homework. Each piece is amazing. We'll do these two pieces, just these two. But pasuk ish imo v'aviv tiro is a very interesting juxtaposition, right? Ish imo v'aviv tiro, respect your parents, v'es shabsosai tishmoru, and observe my Shabbos. What does honoring your parents have to do with keeping Shabbos? What does honoring your parents have to keeping Shabbos? And not only that, we know that Chazal have the following drush on this. Even if your parents tell you to be mechal Shabbos, you can't listen to them. If your parents tell you to be mechal Shabbos, you cannot listen to your parents. What do we learn that from? The juxtaposition of ish imo v'aviv tiro v'shabsosei tishmor. Asks the Sasem is a question that I never heard anybody ask. V'dorshu Chazal, amar lechalel sa Shabbos al tishmelo. Fractus v'asem v'sakasho. V'lama pirid akosov mitzvah Shabbos b'zeh. Right? Why does the Pasuk say, if your parent tells you to be mechal Shabbos? Why didn't they use as an example, if your parent tells you to eat non-kosher, don't listen? Why did they choose Chil Shabbos? If your parent tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, don't listen. Right? It could have just been, if your parent says eat treif, don't listen. So says the Sfas Emes. The Torah is hinting to us here a connection between Shabbos and Kibud Av V'Em. There is a special connection. Listen to what he says. Rak horemes hi. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiksha kibud av aim lechvodo yisparach shemo. Hashem compared honoring your parents to honoring himself. When you honor your parents, you're honoring the Rabbono Shalom himself, because they're all partners, Shehem Shutfin Bo. V'hagam hikoach av aim akol meito yisparach shemo. Abo yitziris haguf says this Sfas Emes, your parents are partners with Hashem in your creation. But in terms of the body, all three of them did it together. But in terms of the soul, that's just Hashem. So they're partners, but they're not full partners. Hashem is like the managing partner. You're all together when it came to the physical creation. But on the soul, that's just Hashem. V'zeh atzmo inyan ha-Shabbos b'maisei breishis. V'zeh atzmo inyan ha-Shabbos b'maisei breishis. Shenivra ha-Briya b'derech ha-Teva. V'zeh sheishis yimei ha-Maaseh. 6 days God created the physical world. V'acha kach b'Shabbos niten koch elokus. B'chinas ha-Neshama shel ha-Olam. Moshe Chazav Ayina Fash. V'zeh kiyum kol maise breishis. U'kemochein ba'odam, achonas ha'guf, be'emtsayos av v'eim, kein b'chines yemei ha'maise. The creation of man's body, that's like the 6 days of creation. V'achar kach shora olav ha'neshama, b'chines ha'shabbos. Yoma d'nishmasin, the day of the neshama, v'lav d'gufa. Shabbos is the day of the neshama. And not the day of the body. Shabbos is like that creation of God that he created himself without your parents. V'tzarech ha'adam lios zahir b'yoser b'chelak ha'neshama. A person has to be very, very careful about watching over his soul. V'zehu v'eshabsosai tishmoru. So 6 days a week, we deal with that was created during the 6 days of creation that our parents created. But on the day of Shabbos, we deal with that which Hashem himself created. That's the soul. So that's there's a connection, there's a parallelism between what our parents created in us, that's the 6 days of the week, and what Hashem created in us, that's Shabbos. So what lesson is there in that for us, certainly in terms of the respect that we have for our parents and the connection, the partnership between our parents and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and somehow that partnership manifests itself on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the day of the soul, the day that we focus on the Hashem portion in our parental relationship. So that's why the Torah calls attention and says that Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro, but Ves Shabsosai Tishmor. If your parents tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, you can't listen because that means the parents are reneging. That means the parents are reneging on the partnership with Hashem. If your parent tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, that means they're reneging on the partnership. They're denying the soul. And that was Hashem's chelek in your creation. So that's why the Torah specifically tells it. What's the lesson for us? The chashivas of Shabbos, the day of the neshama, the chashivas of honoring our parents, mamish, like honoring the Ribbono Shel Olam. And one last little piece. The Medrash. To understand this, you got to see the Medrash on the last page. Malachim, what does he say? B'medesh, le'elyonim kedusha achas. Malachim only have one kedusha. B'nei Yisrael, beis kedushas. Yesh lefarish. Al kedushas ha-torah v'ha-mitzvos. Malachim only have mitzvos. They have no Torah. We have Torah and mitzvos, says the Sfas. Malachim, they just, Hashem says, do this, they do it. They just have mitzvos. There's no din of study of Torah by Malachim. Yesh lefarish al kedushas ha-torah mitzvos. Ki ha-mitzvos knows the kedusha la-adam. Did you know this? And the Medrash explains why. Look at the very next source. The Medrash explains why on the last page. They only have one Kedusha. Halavai b'shtei kedushas yamdu. Hado d'sim darel kol adas v'yisrael uksiv eskadishim v'yisim kedoshim ki kadosh ani. We have two kedushas. All right, you got to do the rest for homework. So Hashem knows that we have a lot more challenges than Malachim. That's why we have a lot more siyata d'shmaya. Torah is that which we have over the Malachim. They also have mitzvos. So we see what's such an important davar gadol. We have no idea. I tell it to you all the time, and I have no proof. I have no proof for you. I have no proof. You just got to trust me. I have no proof.
I trust you.
You trust me. Thanks for this. The moments that a Jew spends in this world studying Torah, the moments that each of us takes from our very busy schedule, I'm including myself here also, every Friday morning, and some of you have the schus to learn every day, every morning, the moments that we take, we don't realize the world, the life that we're creating for ourselves. We don't realize what a davar gadol, what a tremendous thing it is for a Jew to take time out of his schedule to study Torah. This is life-giving. Zos haTorah adam ki yamas ba'ol v'chayba. Ein divrei Torah elam miskatan elat Torah Hashem tamimash mishivas nafesh. Says the Sfas Emes, not a contradiction. You kill yourself for Torah, and that gives you life. Ein haTorah miskatan elat be adam zos haTorah adam ki yamas ba'ol Torah Hashem tamimash mishivas nafesh. We don't realize we're killing ourselves in a transient life so that we build ourselves an everlasting eternal life. We don't realize. One day, you'll understand what I'm talking about. After 120 years. Then we'll understand what it means that Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nachash. And it's not only in the next world, it's in this world. Rifos Tehil Lisharecha Va'anokim L'Gagarosecha. Torah Hashem Chosh Birosho. You have a headache? Yasok B'Torah. You have a pain in your stomach? Yasok B'Torah. So this is what the Sfasema says. That's why Hashem gave us, not Malachim, on this world, and that the pieces that we didn't do, which you got to do for homework, he talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaher this world through Torah. Dafka in this world, Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what the Malachim, they can't understand. How can you have brought that Torah down to this world, to purify this world, to elevate this world? But somehow, even in this lowly world of Gashmius, the Torah has the ability to give life. That's why Hashem looked at the blueprint. Im lo chukos shemayim ba'aretz, im lo brisi shemayim ba'aretz, im lo brisi yom ba'layla, chukos shemayim ba'aretz lo samti. If not for the Torah, I never would have been able to create this world. May Hashem give us the wisdom to see the beauty of Torah, to dedicate ourselves to a life of the study of Torah, to the performance of mitzvos, and in that merit, we will all have long, healthy, productive lives. That's what Shmoneh Esrei is. Baruch Aleinu, Hashem, Rifaenu, Hashem, give me health because I know all health comes from you and I'm besimcha in whatever health I have. So give it to me because I appreciate it and I enjoy it. Not that I'm upset that I don't have it. I don't have this. I don't have parnasa. That's not what it is. I'm besimcha. Shevach, that's why Shevach comes first. I'm besimcha and therefore Acha Shal to me, Hashem. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.
Weather from Florida next week.
Good. We need people keep on coming from Florida. That's the key.